5 Minutes with Phil, a daily devotion for people on the go, brought to you by Tabor Church.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is 5 Minutes with Phil. Hello, everybody. I'm behind the mic once again, even though I told you on the last episode that we recorded that I really need to come up with a better schedule, and then I didn't. And so it's been rather busy, and really what we'll be needing to get to is a regular schedule once again, because once you fall out, like, it's really hard to fall back in. And so today, well, we're going to jump into the scriptures. We're going to once again pull out the random Bible verse for the day, and we land in Paul's letter to the Rome church, to the church in Rome. So it's chapter 2, and he goes easy. You may think you can condemn such people. You are just as bad. You have no excuse when you say they are wicked and should be punished. You are condemning yourself, for you who judge others do these very same things. Now, this is interesting, I think, because this will bring us back to lots of people and lots of, good, Bible believing people, right? They got their Bibles, they search their, they pull out Romans chapter 1 quite a bit to condemn a lot of people. And it's almost like, you know, like they're in the business of condemning, and business is good. That's what Romans chapter 1 brings out a lot of times with people. You know, even though there's good verses in there, there's like, do not be ashamed of the gospel, right? And that's a good verse. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. You could even bring that to. But a lot of people like to be able to point out at all of, because one is really talking to the person that is not a follower of Jesus, that is really just, I mean, we would say outside of the church of God. And, you know, it just kind of lays out, this is the wrath of God. We like to point out all of that because we're like, we're on the inside, they're on the outside, and this is good. But Paul's like, hold up. I mean, we fail to see that there's the connection between chapter 1 and chapter 2. We stop at 1 because it's condemning other people, and we're good when it's like that. But Paul continues in this, and now it makes a little bit more sense. When you go back and you read chapter 1, and you're going through chapter 1, and you're like, okay, like this is lots of condemnation, lots of things, you know, people are caught up in that don't follow Jesus and are trying to be able to just worship all kinds of pagan things, and we love it. And then it's like, hold up, right next verse, 1, you may think you can condemn such people. And you're like, yeah, we that's what we enjoyed about chapter 1. Lots of condemnation for those people. And Paul says, wait a minute. Then in chapter 2, starts talking about the wrath of God that's coming for those who are followers, the ones who are carrying their Bibles, not for the ones who weren't. You see, here's the thing. He's like, almost like, don't forget that we should not be trying to condemn anyone. Jesus didn't even condemn anyone, right? He says, I have not come to condemn them, but to be able to be saved through him, right? And so Jesus is not even doing that, but we love the condemnation. We love to jump in on that kind of level. And yet Paul says we need to wait, we need to look, and we have to be able to see the way that God is confronting us. If we are failing to look at our own sin, our own failures, our own kind of just really, you know, messed up ways in which we are viewing things, like condemnation of others, then he's like, you're just as bad. And we're like, whoa, no, I don't want to be in that camp, right? you just put somebody there and now you're saying, I don't want to be there, right? And he's saying, but you have no excuse. When you say they are wicked and should be punished, you are really condemning yourself. For you who judge others do these very same things. And that's the hard part that we don't like to see in ourselves. It's the hard part that when we are looking at other people, it's really easy to condemn their outward actions while at the same time not wanting to look at our own. We say they've got a ton of idols out there while also us failing to look at our own. It's a moment in time today that when you get that thought in your head about the condemnation of others, first stop. Think about the own idols that you are carrying in your life, like self-righteousness, like you trying to become your own God. Think about those things first. Bring your thoughts about condemnation to God and see what God has to say. I have a feeling that what God will do is point out first, hey, let's look at ourselves. Let's think about the ways that we have fallen short. Let's think about the ways that we don't match up to what God's expectation is of us. And then live into the identity of who God's called us to be. Because then this is living out what God has for us. All right, everybody, we're going to end there for today. And this is Friday, so we're going to be back, hopefully, on Monday.